Welcome aboard Mickey Mutineers. My name is Josh, and I'll be your skipper, guide, social director, and dance instructor for the next 3 months.
That's okay. I'll screw this up too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Mickey Mutineers! Welcome, Swab, Scalawags, and Sons of Bitches. Wibbly wobbly.
You're right.
God damn it. Fuck it. I don't even know what it is now.
So wibbly wobbly wobbly inaccurate, yeah, that's on Disney Podcart.
Yeah, whatever. What Jake said. Anyways, tonight we apologize profusely for the rains in Africa. Disney gets foxy. A first order of the Rotten Tomatoes game. You see this Tron coaster? And main topic, Disney Christmas. And Mickey Mutineers was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
I missed the laugh track. But I did bless the rains down in Africa. Good.
We apologize profusely for that.
For the snows down in Atlanta.
No, apologize for that. I enjoyed it.
Dude, it got all the way down to 37 stupid degrees here last night.
What? It's crazy talk.
Yeah, I had to put on a shirt today.
Wait. I have follow-up questions. Nope.
Okay.
I have a follow-up question. What about pants?
What about them?
Yeah, they're optional.
No pants. Oh, pants,
okay,
never.
Okay, I wore shorts down to the bus stop to pick up the kids and to drop them off. But other than that,
I wore shorts down to my knees. Any farther, they're clam diggers.
Any farther, you're trying to hide your magic underwear.
Whoa.
Bippity, boppity, boop.
And Jake's gone. Weird.
Guys, help. I'm stuck in a slot. Guys.
Wait, you guys. That's weird. I thought I heard something.
Hey, I have gloves.
Okay. Wow,
and that's how fast Josh would forget about me.
You were right there the whole time.
Dead. I have gloves, yay.
Jake, the magic was in you the whole time.
It was friendship all along. That's the real treasure. Heart. Why is no one following me on this? This is the worst friendship ever.
Oh, come on.
Oh, okay. I found a house for us for Friendsgiving. It's up in Orlando, that way.
Oh.
I was really hoping you were just going to point. It's over there.
Well, I wouldn't be wrong. That way is north, goddammit.
That way is south. Through the kitchen. And out the door.
Through the window that's not a window.
That is my pie cooling
now
window.
Now I know.
I could go turn the daylight on.
At least you have a semi-private bedroom.
Yeah, turn on the daylight.
As long as no one's in the kitchen with Dinah. It's a children's song, guys.
Yeah,
I know this song.
Okay. Wait, okay.
The teacher. The teacher doesn't know it.
I like how Jake went to explain it to us, and we were like, yeah, we got it.
Okay, good.
You know, for when you're working on the railroad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now I get it.
Dinah's my cat. I don't have a cat.
Hmm. She's a bitch.
Alice's cat.
Woo. All right.
I thought Dinah was Minnie's cat.
That's Figaro.
They're the same fucking cat. Why does it have two names?
Dinah is red. Figaro's black.
Oh, maybe they're brothers because they look exactly the same except for the color.
You're thinking that's of Geppetto's red. Cat.
Right. What's Geppetto's cat's name?
Figaro.
Figaro.
It's the same cat. That one is the same
okay.
cat.
Okay. I need another drink.
They shared a cat. It's no big deal.
No, no.
Nobody worries.
The cat
worry.
Shares them because cats are assholes like that. They probably don't even know each other. The Figaro just goes back and forth between their houses. It's like, oh,
you know, Jake's, my home. Jake's got a valid point.
Yeah, he's probably right. Okay, fine.
That audio drop. Jake's probably right, everybody. Yay!
Yay!
And that's our show. That's the last show ever.
I made a valid point.
This shit's over.
Yay.
No, it's not. We have more things to do.
That was a lot of build-up with 200 episodes.
I have a diamond-tipped hole saw.
I'm so glad he said saw. Because I didn't know where that was going. Apparently in a hole.
Oh, you know where it's going.
It's weird. I have a diamond-tipped penis.
That's weird.
Prove it.
Intriguing.
Please don't.
No. I'll be damned. He does.
Yeah. I wasn't blowing smoke up your ass.
No, it was diamond dust. Wait. Boy, did I back into that one.
Gross. You know, and on that note, I'm Jordan.
I'm Josh. Yeah.
I'm Jake.
I'm Annie's friend, Tim.
Shane is not here today, obviously.
Nope. I'm not here.
Quiet, Josh. Or
what?
Jordan?
What?
I forgot who you are. Damn it.
Yeah, I forgot who I am too, so it's all right.
Josh is talking to his feet.
Well, no, I'm trying to find something to fiddle with. Oh, feet. Is that the text with Jake telling me to stop fiddling with shit?
No, I haven't texted you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no.
Holy shit, it was.
What?
Oh.
What?
What's happening? I don't text you during the show when you're fiddling with shit.
So who is that that sends me the text that says, "That's really loud, stop it"?
I just send you those randomly throughout the day.
Oh, that makes much more sense now.
In a helicopter repair bay.
there's helicopter repair bays?
Yeah, it's a little inlet off the helicopter ocean.
Jesus Christ. Man, what is it you think I do all day?
Swim?
We think you do nothing.
Well, right now, yeah, I'm kind of unemployed.
Wait, Jordan just pointed at the ceiling and walked away.
The helicopter thing, right? Just get up and spin yourself around in circles with your arms out.
That's what Josh fall over.
No, but like when somebody falls over, Josh is there to help them.
Well, if I put my arms out and start spinning like that, I'd be the first to fall over.
You're the repairman, not the helicopter.
Why am...
What?
Speaking of which, meatspin.com. Go to it.
Is that like leak spin?
Gross.
It's a lot like leak spin. It's exactly what you think it is, Shayna.
Why are you going there?
I had weird friends in high
school. What is it, meatspin.com?
Don't do it.
Should I look at this?
Remember when whitehouse.com used to be a porn site?
No.
No. Oh.
Is it M-E-A-T meat?
Yes, it is. It's not a gathering place. You're not going to meet people.
you might want to turn your fuck it. I don't know what I was gonna say.
Yeah, should I not look at this?
You should not look at it, I suppose.
For comedy reasons, you probably should.
Is it bad?
I think
bad?
You should go to lemonparty.org is what you
it's
need to
a lot
to.
Like what Jordan just said. However, leak spin, you can look at freely. I like the part where she spins the leak.
Ow.
What are we doing? Does it still have the counter on it?
Oh, no thank you, meat spin. No thank you. Holy shit.
I'm glad this is a different podcast.
Clear browser. Ew. Okay, thanks for that.
This is why Shayna has trust issues. Guys, let's talk some Disney.
Let's do this.
Double fist pump.
Boom, boom.
Thanks, Annie.
You're welcome.
You lacked vision. And it's not what I meant to say at all. Josh, what was the first thing on the notes? Disney and Fox.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
That's a small thing that nobody heard about.
Wait, so is it final?
I read it was
final.
But then, like, I don't know, the internet's... It's hard to find information on it.
I wonder if... Like, I'm sure, like, the contracts are signed. They're just waiting to announce it.
Yeah, well, like, there's things I want to know that I am not getting answers to.
So does this mean, what's his name? Wolverine guy.
Yes.
Huge Jackman?
Huge Jackman.
Yeah, because he wanted to be in an Avengers movie as Wolverine. So do we finally get that, at least a cameo?
So, I don't know. Did you see Logan?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if that'll happen.
For obvious reasons.
Well, right. But you gotta remember, X-Men's got just a fucked up timeline. All he has to do is
it does.
Go back in time again.
Here's what it happens. Does. Jordan, go.
No, it's just, you know, he was pretty adamant about Logan being the last Wolverine movie he did.
Well, but no, there was a thing on that where he said, unless Disney calls me or something like that.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, I'd be okay with it.
See, in Infinity War, what if Thanos just gets all the gems and then just combines all the universes and, like, that's their little loophole?
There is that the Time Stone from the Doctor Strange movie.
It's true. And the Reality Stone.
Mm.
And when you get all the stones,
you're high as fuck.
How many stones do you have, man? Oh, dude, all of the stones.
Part two's just going to be a stoner buddy movie.
No, that's all the stones, not all the stone.
Hey, a stoner buddy movie? That was Ragnarok.
I haven't seen it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but I do have my Star Wars tickets.
Me too.
What are you doing with Josh's Star Wars tickets?
Fuck.
He gave them to me.
Wait. I don't remember agreeing to this.
Well, you weren't there.
Wait, what?
This is highway robbery.
Well, it was robbery. I don't think there were any highways involved.
This is information highway robbery.
No, that's going to be happening here in a few days.
Oh, information superhighway robbery.
Hey, can we talk about that for a second as podcasters and bloggers and vloggers?
Yes, you know what? The net neutrality.
Yeah. I should put this episode out tomorrow just so everyone can go do something about this.
All right, man. So what do you guys think is going to happen? Like, what do you think will happen?
Well, when the head of the FCC was a top lawyer for Verizon, and now he's the one like putting this plan forward. I can't help but think that this isn't just this isn't just for personal gain on someone's part, where it screws over all these customers. And I don't expect Verizon and Comcast and any of the likes of these companies to take moral high ground on this.
Yeah, I don't either. given the events of the last... Go ahead, Josh.
I'm fucking breaking up. Hold on. Let me...
Jordan, keep talking.
Now, just... Given the events of the last 10 to 12 months, like, nothing good has happened.
It's true. You're absolutely right.
It's like, literally not one good thing has happened. So it wouldn't surprise me if this was unanimously voted to deregulate it or get rid of net neutrality. But I have heard that apparently there are a lot of lawyers standing by to where if it does get passed to deregulate or whatever it is they're doing, that all of these lawyers are ready to just start serving papers to like countersue for getting rid of net neutrality. Like there's some shady stuff going on about it to get it passed.
Yeah, there's a lot of shady stuff.
Yeah. It'll just be part of the tax bill next year.
Oh God!
Why does this keep happening? You deserve this, America.
Why is opening the fucking Arctic Reserve for oil drilling part of the fucking tax bill?
I feel like this whole episode is taking a turn.
I'm pissed about a lot of things.
Yes, Jordan.
Money.
Exactly. But here's where I'm concerned. Like, I don't want our listeners to have to pay for their podcast upgrade package to their internet just listen to us.
Oh, hold on there. No one's going to pay to listen
listeners?
To us.
Listeners?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That'll be the end of our podcast. What if Trump just hates us and only us?
Sad.
And this is the whole purpose of all this shit.
But why?
I don't know.
Josh did make fun of him once.
You know what? if that was the case, and if we were what was charging his whatever psychotic mind against hating literally everything else in the world, I would take that hit. Hate me all you want. Just be cool to literally the rest of the entire population of the planet.
Well, apparently Penn Jillette's on his I hate Penn list.
Wait, what does that mean?
He's got a personal fucking I hate these people list, and Penn's like near the top.
Penn was on his show.
I know.
It's the only season I ever watched. Not, I mean, it was because of Penn and Corolla.
Corolla was on the show too.
Yeah, that same season.
Huh? Was he trying to pimp his wines?
No, not yet.
No.
Could have been.
Anyways, can we get back to Disney?
Yes, please. Hey, speaking of Disney, okay, guys, there is a wait. Did we cover everything on Fox? Oh no, we didn't. I just want to know, like, other things that comes with this purchase, because so far all the talk I've heard is about like Marvel and Star Wars, but I want to know about like Alien.
I feel like those are the two heavy hitters,
right?
It's all the entertainment assets, so I would assume stuff like Alien would go.
But at the same time, Disney owns it, but it's still a separate thing, like when they owned Lionsgate or Touchstone and shit like that.
Or Pixar. Like, that's something we can all understand. Pixar is still its own thing.
Right.
Well, no. Disney has the majority share in Pixar. They just allow them to be their own separate.
Pixar is separate.
Right.
Meaning their studio is in San Francisco. Well, I mean, the rest of Disney studio is in Burbank.
And not that it's run by the same guy or anything.
Well, was. Right.
Was.
Wait, what?
Captain Huggy.
I'm kidding.
Captain Leg Grab.
What? Some of the stories I heard. Kidding.
Captain Tush Squeeze.
George Bush the first?
Yeah, that guy.
Aw, oh, damn.
Gave him a cover feel.
Oh, no. A guy in a wheelchair that can't reach higher than my butt just squeezed my butt.
What is happening here? Anyway.
I'm sorry.
I feel like Josh is riled up today.
Oh, he took that nap.
Yes.
Yeah, I fucking ran out of whiskey.
Oh, that'll do it.
I'll have to go in the other room.
Get some more. Go.
Anyway, I have whiskey in my fridge, and my fridge is over there now. Even if I did have whiskey in it, I'd still have to go over there.
If Disney does own Alien now.
That's weird. It's in the same direction as the house you pointed to earlier.
Yeah, it's to the north.
The fridge is in Orlando.
Right there is south.
In the kitchen?
Well, the kitchen is southeast. No, wait. That's southwest. Fuck.
No.
Go to the kitchen.
That's east over that way.
Anyway, if Disney owns Alien now, I know they're sitting on two Xenomorph animatronics. I think they should bring back Alien Encounter. But like literally, Alien Encounter.
Alien Encounter.
Yes.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I would love that.
It'd have to go in the Villains Park that'll never open, though.
Xenomorph's the hero, man.
Killing all the humans?
Yeah. Look what we've done.
We're just asking for the fucking apocalypse.
No, I'm just talking about this podcast. Look what we've done. We deserve that.
Oh.
Anyway, let's move right on. Speaking of movies, there's a small independent movie coming out this week that you may or may not have heard of. It's about wars and the stars. Nothing?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I told you. I got Josh's tickets.
Oh, damn it. I forgot about that part. I could have worked that into the bit.
Got him.
Horrible improv training, Jake. Sorry. Anyway.
Why are you talking to yourself, Jake?
Improv and my horrible training? It's like you weren't even listening or eavesdropping or whatever. Anyway, Star Wars, Episode 8. What is it called?
The Last Jedi.
The Force woke up last time.
The Force hit snooze. Anyway, it's coming out.
The Force needs 5 more minutes.
The Force can't believe it's already Monday. I have to go to work.
The Force wonders where the weekend went.
Oh, fuck, so do I. Went to the bottom of a bottle, that's where it went.
Anyway.
The bottom of a bottle.
The bottom of a couple of bottles.
We're going to play the Rotten Tomatoes game like we do when major motion pictures come out.
All right, well here's mine, 95. I'll be right back.
Oh. And I already have mine written down. And I have Annie's written down.
What did Annie choose?
I feel like if I tell you.
Yeah, don't say yet. Don't.
Well, I don't. I can't choose what she chooses, though.
Oh, yeah, you can. I mean, you can tie.
Oh, all right. Well, shit, I choose 95 then.
Good. Shayna?
Ninety-seven.
All right, so Annie guessed 93. I guessed 89. Josh 95. Jordan 95. Shannon 97. Wow! If it's 96, we could have a 3-way tie here.
All right.
I like a 3-way.
Yeah, especially what?
Not sure. Her husband told me.
Oh, whoa.
What? I'm not.
What?
Sorry, guys. Had to pour a glass of eggnog.
That's not eggnog at all. I have eggnog. That's not eggnog.
Yeah, it is. I threw the eggnog away. Just have whiskey.
Anyway, as of this recording, the Rotten Tomatoes score currently is under embargo until tomorrow at noon.
Mm-hmm.
So, we won't
find out. Wait, did someone try to out Josh?
No. No.
I wasn't so much of an out Josh.
I equally Joshed you.
Yeah, it was the complete Josh.
It was the Josh-ing.
So
you have Josh 96? In you? Whoa. Whoa.
One of the guys in my paranormal group has a neighbor who's a film critic, and they went to go see it tonight.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm pretty jealous. So I immediately text no spoilers in all caps.
Well, yeah, I noticed that there's like a no spoiler ad campaign going around. Josh has posted some things on Facebook.
Dude, Star Wars has fucking posted no spoilers.
That's what I mean. Like, they're the ones running this campaign.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like it's a lot of hype, but it's working because I'm just like, I got to see this damn movie right now.
Oh, I can't wait till my kids get home from school Friday.
I'm going on Thursday.
Oh, I'm going to tell kids, all go in the morning.
Yeah, we're going while the kids are in school.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this. So the premiere was on Saturday, so people are already talking about it on Twitter. I glanced.
A funny story, and this is Disney related. Since we had the snowstorm, the freak snowstorm here in North Georgia, Johnny Boyega almost got stuck at the Atlanta airport, and he almost missed the premiere.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He
was tweeting from the airport, like, oh, come on, Atlanta. I need to make the premiere. I think he had eventually made it, but he had to leave his luggage behind.
What is this, the most busiest airport in the world?
Yeah.
Come on.
Possibly. Possibly.
It is.
Did you know McCarran's like in the top five, Jake?
What?
For busy airports?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It was a tiny, shitty airport taking in a lot of fucking guests.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's Vegas in general.
Tiny, shitty airport taking in lots of tiny, shitty guests.
Yes. Taking in something. Taking it right up the pooper. Guys, don't go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, guess what? I'm not going to Vegas in February now. Oh. I quit the job that was paying for it.
Yeah, they weren't going to pay for it anyway. Anyway, I was going to say one more thing about – oh, yeah. So, anyway, people have already seen this movie, and they were talking about it on Twitter, so I just glanced real quick at some of the blurbs. I didn't see any spoilers, but then I panicked. I was like, I can't do this because what if – you know, it's the internet. Someone's going to spoil something. So to make sure that I don't see any spoilers, I threw my phone against the wall really hard, and it shattered.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that reminds me. I read the whole plot to the Justice League movie on Wikipedia today. That way, I don't have to see it.
Hey, it could have just not.
It sounds plot.
Yeah, you could have read something else.
And still not seen the movie.
I was curious whether or not it sucked.
It's one of the higher rated DC Expanded Universe movies.
Hold on. You want? Man, everything about that sentence you just said.
I was
curious if it sucked. Like, man, have you not been watching the DC movies? Like, at all?
Well, the Batmans were okay.
Those don't count. Like, those are their own thing. Like, everything from...
their own thing!
Yeah, man, shut up. That was funny. No, from Man of Steel on is like its own timeline.
Wonder Woman was okay.
Now, hold on. Now, I still haven't seen Wonder Woman. Now, I'm not going to say it's a bad movie because I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's totally their Captain America, though. It's just a different world war.
Right. But everything from Wonder Woman that I've been hearing is it's the best DC movie. Okay, listen.
Right. Again,
I haven't seen it, so I won't say that it's bad, But have you seen the rest of the DC movies?
Hey. They have an Oscar winner in there.
There's DC, not any DC competition. DC needs to stick to the animated movie universe.
The animated movies and the TV shows.
Wait, hold on. Jordan, did you see Suicide Squad?
Yeah, in the theater, and it was terrible.
Me too. Why did we do this?
That's why I didn't go see Batman Super or not Justice League or Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's Rotten Tomatoes score is way too high. It is the best DC movie.
Yeah, like if
what's DC the score?
Was trying to make a string of shitty movies, they fucked up on one of them.
It's basically the opposite of Pixar. It's like all these good ones and then this one. No, it's all these bad ones and then this one.
Yeah, because Justice League is like 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, but that's one of the higher rated ones.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh. It might be the second highest rated one.
Woof.
DC, your girlfriend. Woof.
Woof, though.
Oh, all right, what else on news do we have?
Oh, okay. The Tron roller coaster. I got so much to say about the Tron roller coaster.
Josh, take it away.
Go. Well, Jake needs to put the map up first.
I sent it to you.
Oh, okay. Well, so over here is the smoking area.
No, they don't have those.
It goes this way. Then over here is the Tron roller coaster. Then down here is Space Mountain.
Don't forget MK1.
What's MK1? Wasn't that the Tron roller coaster?
No, that's MK2. Did you even look at the map?
What was MK1?
It was the theater on Main Street.
Oh. Anyways, I just want to say I don't think they're going to have two space/sci-fi roller coasters next to each other for very long. Space Mountain's going away.
No.
No, they'll keep the mountain, but the ride inside is gone, and it's going to be something Pixar. So it's either a Buzz Lightyear ride or a Wall-E ride.
Wall-E.
I don't know.
I'm agreeing with Shayna, but I'm going to disagree with Josh.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, because Space Mountain is...
They'll go alongside for 2 years at the most.
What is happening?
Space Mountain
is what? Jordan, sorry. Josh cut you off. I'm apologizing.
No, like, I mean, I feel like if you do that, like, that's the equivalent of saying, I'm going to retheme Splash Mountain, or I'm going to retheme...
But they've already talked about that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it was going to be like, what the fuck was it? What was the rumor I heard?
It could easily be a Lion King ride. Just
no. I'll think of it.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like this, the Space Mountain, if anything, I think it'll get a refurb. Like, we'll get an updated track system and cars. Like, I don't think it's going to go away.
No, I think at best we're going to get a spinner inside of there.
Another spinner, no.
What? Why is this best case scenario?
It's going to be an empty fucking pavilion, just like at Epcot.
It's the only thing that's not branded. Like, it's not, like, it's its own thing. Damn it. Don't do it, Josh. Jake and Jake.
I'm telling you. It's
already doing it.
It's going the fuck away. 2 years after Tron opens, Space Mountain's gone.
Hold on. Isn't that the original Space Mountain, though? Like, that was the first one.
That doesn't mean they'll keep it.
Was it? I thought Disneyland was first.
No, Magic Kingdom was, I believe.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom was an opening day attraction, right?
Yeah, I believe 71, so.
Because Disneyland's opened in 77.
Your mom was the opening day attraction. Sorry. No, but you asking for that.
You guys get a fast pass for that?
for your mom?
Paid for fast pass for your mom.
B ticket at best. However, need to go to Disneyland and ride the good Space Mountain. That one is amazing.
Especially like Star Wars Space Mountain.
That was really amazing.
The song's off. Dun, 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 dun.
No, you were not. You were in Adventureland riding Indiana Jones.
Sorry, can't help it.
Yeah, another reason for these two to go to Disneyland, though. Indiana Jones is one of the greatest rides of all time.
Yeah, duh.
We have it here. It's just called Dinosaur.
I love Dinosaur, don't get me wrong, but I feel like it's lacking a little bit in what in Indiana Jones's shadow.
Projection mapping. That's what they need.
No, they added that, Josh.
No, to Dinosaur.
Yeah, they added that, Josh. It's like you don't even listen to Radio Harambe.
When did they add it? Because I was on it a couple weeks ago.
He doesn't listen. Crickets.
I don't know when they added it. It was like last year.
They added projection of the fucking little comms.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's not projection mapping. That's an actual fucking projection. It doesn't map a goddamn thing. It's a projection on a fucking screen.
Mapping the hell out of that screen.
Mapping the hell out of a screen. Good.
We got a title.
Good.
I was going to say something. Oh, never mind. I was going to say a wild-ass tangent, but I don't know if we have time to go off on another wild-ass tangent.
Anyways, yeah, Space Mountain's out.
No, it's building not. Stage. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the damn Tron roller coaster. Everyone, look at that building,
map. Why building doesn't... stage.
You.
What? What?
Not you.
Why does the line start in the Space Mountain gift shop?
No, why does the line start in the middle of the Tomorrowland Speedway?
Because it goes over.
Oh, there's a bridge?
Because I think they're like, when I looked at the concept.
It's the bridge art, it's the bridge over the smoking area so everybody in line can get lung cancer.
Wait, Jordan, you're looking at, where did you see concept?
Like a while ago, they posted, I could have sworn that I saw something on concept art.
That would make sense.
Maybe I'm just making it up. I don't know.
I mean, that's the best. That's a lot better than it starts in the middle of the Tomorrowland Speedway track. Because that did not make sense. Like, you have to ride the Speedway to get
in. Yeah, hold on. I've got the. Here, I'll send you.
Oh, yeah. Over. It's definitely a bridge.
Yeah, do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're going to blow it up before the Nazis cross it.
Wait, that's the bridge to Space Mountain.
Wait, what?
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 Hold on, I'm looking at it. There's a lot of dead air.
Oh, that's a people mover track.
No, that is the people mover track.
And making over the River Kwai references. Apparently that's a little too highbrow for our audience.
Nah, yeah. I got it. I just ignored it.
You didn't get it at all, did you? You're just trying to be cool. So there's no bridge? There's just a people mover?
I guess. Yeah, it looks like it.
All that being said, like, it looks really cool. My biggest concern is look how close it is to Dumbo. What is that going to do to the circus skyline?
Doesn't matter.
Should be fine.
Wait.
It'll be fine.
It might matter.
Be positive.
I feel like Jordan is not a fan of the circus.
Well, I mean, they were close anyway. Like, it was kind of a, you go from the teacups and you turn around and the Tomorrowland Speedway is right there. Like,
oh, that's true.
So.
Yeah, that's, okay, good point. That's nothing that they've concerned themselves with ever. So.
I mean, I feel like the one place that the hard separation line flows really well is from Adventureland into Frontierland. and then maybe from Frontierland into Liberty Square. That's a little bit of a harder transition, but yeah. I mean, you're going from a circus to like the future. Like that's a hard line. You can't blur that line very well.
Okay, you're raising a good point. That's always my go-to argument when people are like, oh, you're going to see this from here. And along those same lines, I always like, why is there a Bavarian castle at the end of a Missouri Main Street?
Exactly.
Because Bavaria is in Missouri? Jesus, Jake. Yeah,
they just have castles all over the place.
Or was it a Garden of Eden in Missouri? I forget which.
Just long for a bungalow or something.
They're not made out of cardboard either. You better build it bigger. They actually have them here.
Oh, hell.
Dude, speaking of castles, have you seen the Shanghai Disney Castle?
Yeah, it's huge.
It's fucking giant.
There's like half the park is inside that castle.
Yep.
As opposed to the Hong Kong Castle, which is really hard to see because it's so small.
But they're adding on to that one, aren't they?
I don't know. Are they?
I read somewhere that they were.
Isn't Hong Kong getting a Toy Story Land as well?
Somewhere has one already.
Or was it Shanghai?
Paris has one already.
But I think someone is getting a good version like we're getting. Because the Paris one is garbage.
You act like it's a roller coaster that just does this.
It is a roller coaster that just does this.
Why are bananas that color?
This color?
That color. Perfect.
The listening audience is not going to get that at all.
I've been saying it for 20 years and I still don't get it.
They're not going to get the awesome visual gag.
Oh, okay.
Well, in short, I would be shocked if they got rid of Space Mountain.
Oh yeah, that's the asinine comment we got off shocked. On here.
I will be shocked if they keep it.
I will not be shocked on most things Josh says anymore.
Are we ever?
She's got a point.
I think next week we should lawn chair reimagineer the inside of the Space Mountain Dome.
We already have an episode planned for next week, sir.
Well, god damn it. The week after next, then.
Damn it.
That's Christmas.
On Monday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who the fuck has Christmas on a Monday?
Jimmy Buffett.
Well, Christmas. Once every 6 days.
Oh. Well, fine. Then next week.
Oh, on New Year's, asshole.
God no, damn.
Let's be honest. None of us are going to be doing anything.
Okay, so see you guys here.
Yeah.
Yep. Gonna be here. Don't worry.
It'll be a Mickey Mutineers New Year's Eve spectacular.
Oh, hey. That reminds me. When I start my new job, every 3 weeks, I'll be for 3 weeks out of the month, I'll be in a hotel, so I can't yell.
What?
You can still yell. Stop.
Yeah, I don't know what's stopping you from yelling in a hotel. Like that's
at 10 o'clock at night.
That's where you yell.
But yep. I have to go back to that hotel, though.
All right, well, fine. Jordan's going to do the intros now.
I'm fired. This up already.
I'm fired.
Maybe Jordan and Shayna can do it at the same time. We'll just have intro offs.
Oh, that would be great.
Man, that'd be pretty cool to do it like in stereo, like we did the THX.
Yeah.
Can I just mention that that's one of my favorite intros and we didn't even need one?
We keep saying we're going to do a new slew of intros and we never
I don't.
Like, months ago, I texted a whole bunch of ideas to Jake, and then I forgot what they were because I sent them to Jake and I expected him to remember.
Yeah, remember what I told you?
Yeah.
Write these down.
What? You didn't tell any of us.
I did write them down when I sent them to you.
Damn it.
You sent me a whole bunch of ideas for that thing that we were talking about. And I don't want to say it on the podcast in case somebody takes our idea. if one of two of our listeners takes our idea. But like I ended up getting busy at work, and I went to go look at my phone, and I had 12 text messages from Josh like in a row. I was like, oh shit.
Josh, I was not sending you drunk ideas, I swear.
Oh, that's
yeah, I believe not it. Drunk texting.
So,
although Jordan did send me some ideas, and I saved those. I like Jordan's ideas.
I
wow, fuck you, Jake.
I have more.
Apparently, we have an idea, guy.
All right, we're doing this Christmas thing.
Oh yeah. So main topic: Disney Christmas.
Okay.
Here's the way Jordan described it.
I didn't describe it at all.
No, that's it. That's exactly. Yeah, that's the one.
There's another one floating around here somewhere.
That one doesn't look like Jack Sparrow at all.
No.
No, I mean, not Jack Sparrow. Jack Skellington. Between Jacks. All right, let's get the Jacks off here, off this show.
What?
What?
Why did that perk up at Sina's ears?
Oh, do I have to put pants back on?
No. All right, so anyway.
Okay. That makes it easier.
Main topic, Disney Christmas grab bag. Anything, like overlays, TV specials, holiday cartoons. So I will start this off.
Like real ones or ones that we need to just make up?
Anything. Make one up, or we can talk about real ones. I was going to bring up a real one. Have you guys seen the Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas and Twice Upon a Christmas?
Second yes. One sucks.
Twice Upon a Christmas.
The second one, not as good. It's got its charm, but the first one's pretty damn great.
Yeah, the first one's pretty good.
The second one's on Netflix. My kids have been watching it every day since before Halloween.
This one's on Netflix, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just really like the part where Donald's nephews pretty much just pull a Groundhog Day on Christmas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when she spins the leek.
When he spins the meat. Doesn't even phase her. Look at her. The stone face.
What? What?
Nothing.
Shayna is not one of our viewers.
Ignore.
Josh just died.
Yeah, I'm still here. I think. Oh.
Josh has risen from the dead.
Gray.
Tis the season. No, wait, that's Easter.
I'm not dead yet.
You soon will be.
I feel fine. I feel like dancing. Okay, anyways, Jake, back to you.
Oh, what? Also, Mickey's Christmas Carol. One of the finer versions of a Christmas Carol. Not the best.
The best one is the Muppets, which is also Disney.
Right. Not the best Disney Christmas Carol. Like, the Muppets one is the best version of Christmas Carol ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, better than Charles Dickens' original novel.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Wait. I feel like there's an anomaly somewhere in there.
Well, no, Charles Dickens was in the Muppet Christmas Carol. He was narrating. He did a much better job of that than he did writing the book.
Okay.
I enjoy the George C. Scott version myself.
Oh, that's the third best version?
That's easily the second best version.
No, sir, no.
Wait, with the
after which one?
It goes Muppets, Scrooged, George C. Scott.
No.
Now wait. I mean, let's put Jim Carrey at the bottom of the list because that was garbage.
No, I actually enjoyed that one.
What?
That one was very faithful
to the source material.
Except for all the overacting.
What? Well, that's
it's a Jim fucking Carrey. Disney movie
with Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey just overacts. That's his job.
Have you seen Ace Ventura?
Shakespeare.
Unfortunately. Yes, unfortunately.
Wait, unfortunately or fortunately?
Unfortunately.
I mean, Ace Ventura was one of the worst Christmas carols you can see. Did you stay true to the source material at all?
Terrible. No, it did not.
The fuck it didn't?
But no, the Muppet one.
The part where the dolphin jumps out of the water and fucking saves everybody? That was in the book.
God bless us, everyone. Dolphin starts doing that tail walk across the water.
Winning.
And singing, so long and thanks for all the fish.
Dolphins aren't even Disney. This is Disney Christmas, guys. All right, so along those lines, let's make dolphins Disney. Let's give the seas a Christmas overlay.
Done.
All right, moving on.
They should have an underwater Christmas tree, and there should be coral as the ornaments.
The fish
and a dolphin tree topper.
Nemo's mom? Just her corpse strewn about the tree.
Well, that's
fine. Oh, that's
she
weird.
Be the star. Right on top of the tree.
Like a little angel.
The ornaments can be on the little fish eggs.
I think Wonders of Life needs a Christmas overlay. Where they just explain to kids that Santa's not real.
All right.
That's terrible. That's so bad.
All right, you ready for this one? All right, I got one for you. The Norway Pavilion, right in the middle outside, there should just be a giant log burning the entire month of December.
Oh, and only if there's a fucking Yule boar as well. I want a Yule boar.
Yes. So the entire pavilion of Norway will celebrate Yule. And we'll have a guy, we'll have Streetmosphere, a guy dressed up as Odin. And if there's a kid that gets out of line, he smacks him.
Get back in line.
Only if. Okay, the only way this can work is if we can have Krampus over in Italy.
No, Krampus goes in Germany. Italy, what the hell are you talking about? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
I saw an Italian Krampus the other day.
Oh, damn.
Krampus?
No, you saw a crumpet.
Crumpets. I'm in England.
Crumpets.
Sorry, guys. I'm on the wrong side of the park. Give me a
okay. I think there should be a Krampus animatronic standing on one of the roofs in Germany.
Only if it's just like fucking scary as fuck.
Well, yeah. I don't understand.
Like at night, fire comes out of it. I don't care where. Fire come out of it.
I don't think Krampus breathes fire.
Okay. Does he fart fire?
I don't know. Does he put Texas Pete on those kids he eats?
Probably. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, good point.
I've been putting Piccolo Pete's on my kids.
The fuck is that?
Found the firework.
It's the screaming fireworks.
Why doesn't the Germany Pavilion? Why doesn't the Germany Pavilion have, like, sell Krampus merchandise? Because he's a big part, like, in Germany and Austria and and all those, like.
Vanessa's about to write she's going to start writing a book. And I can't tell you what it's about because I don't want anyone to steal the idea and fucking write it before she does.
It's Krampus.
But, no, it's going to be awesome. It's a Christmas book. I'll tell you guys afterwards, the show.
You're not Jordan.
No, he is.
You not here at the beginning of the show? The first of the show, god damn it.
Yeah. Wow, I mean, he's friend Tim.
What a weird, wild loophole this is.
Dude, Epcot could have some killer fucking Christmas overlays, so.
Well, yeah. You know,
they do a pretty decent job with that. I guess they rechristened it the Festival of the Holidays.
It's just a couple of food booths now.
Right, but I mean, it was called Holidays Around the World. They still have all of the Christmas-like celebrations. I mean, it's obviously the European and Western world pavilions.
No, yeah, I mean, because Jake.
To quote something I read on Twitter, I'm completely fine with Epcot becoming the festival park.
Yeah, I said that.
I mean, it's awesome. I think.
I'm more than okay with it. Like, I'm. But
really glad you followed me on that.
Whoever said that was an idiot.
No, I liked it and retweeted it.
Only if. Okay, so can we put a Festivus thing in the American Pavilion?
Yeah, put up a pole. And feats of strength.
I just want to start yelling at other park guests.
The airing of the grievances.
Hey, there's a trash can right there, motherfucker.
No, it's okay. 'Tis the season.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
And now you're going to hear about it. This is the best overlay so far.
This is the feats of strength. you just go up to a park guest and punch him in the face.
Oh. Now I'm sad.
What happened?
Did you get punched in the face?
No, it's 11 o'clock at night.
Oh. Womp womp. You gotta go?
No. Shane is going.
No, I don't have to go.
Well, wait, where did Shane go?
Yeah, I don't have to go to work tomorrow because I don't have a job.
Yay!
What happened to Shayna?
She texted us. She says she's checking out. She's tired. Sorry, guy.
Oh, I didn't get that text.
We all got that text.
Oh, I did. I turned the notifications off for our group text because sometimes when I'm at work, I get so many, ding, ding, ding. So I just kind of check it once every 3 hours. Like, I love you guys, but fuck off.
That's fair enough, I suppose.
So.
Yeah, if you have anything important to say to Jordan.
Yeah, just text me directly, because I'll just pop in, and I'll see, like, the string of, like, 20 texts back and forth between all five of us, and then I'll pop in and say something dumb, and then 20 texts later, I'll be like, oh, man, a lot's happened.
Like a YouTube comment thread, you wonder how it got from here to here.
Yeah.
God, that's our whole show.
So anyway, good night, Shayna.
Let's see, what else can we do?
I'm really enjoying Festivus.
Well, hold on, like, not to jump parks, but Hollywood Studios is getting a lot of holiday love this year.
Oh, dude, it took my kids to see Santa there.
They should have a life day.
They should.
They should not.
Why?
There's a horrible. It's like Star Wars doesn't even want to fucking own it.
I think Disney owns it now.
Yeah, but they're like, we don't even want to talk about it.
No. I want to talk about it all day. No. I actually am going to watch it this weekend.
I've never seen
it. Why? God, I remember when it came on TV, and I was like a little kid going, oh, fuck my life.
I should watch it. Should I watch it?
Yeah, no. You got to watch it at least once.
I've seen parts of it.
I like saw it when it came out on TV. What was it, like 83 or some shit?
No, it was 78.
78, yeah.
It was between New Hope and Empire.
It was the first appearance of Boba Fett.
It was in a cartoon.
So if it was 78, I wouldn't have remembered it because, you know, I was just born.
Like, so that means it must have aired more than once on TV then.
Yeah, I saw it on TV.
No, I think they should do a Life Day. That would be, oh man, once Star Wars Land gets up and going, that'd be cool if they would do a, they'll do a Wookiee Life Day. But I think Wookiee Life Day falls somewhere in November, if I'm not mistaken.
Falls wherever fuck Odin wants it to fall.
What? Why do you know the date of Life Day?
Because I think they actually gave a date for it.
Here's what bothers me about Star Wars and the Star Wars universe. How do they keep a system of time across the galaxy? Time is relevant.
Yeah, it also has laser swords.
Much time, doubly so.
Laser swords can totally happen. I'm concerned with their record-keeping skills.
It is, by the Earth calendar, it is November 17th.
You know what I hate about that? You just answered my question legitimately. By the Earth calendar. Well, there you go.
Yeah, doesn't every planet have its own fucking calendar and year system?
I have no more concerns.
I have lots of concerns all of a sudden.
That would be cool. Like, what? So what would happen? I mean, we'd obviously need a singing Carrie Fisher audio animatronic.
I don't think Carrie Fisher would want that.
Did you know there was a comic book where somehow Chewie and Han went to the future in the Millennium Falcon and crashed in Oregon, and Han died from his injuries of the crash, and Chewie became Bigfoot?
What?
And Indiana Jones had to fucking find Chewie? I'm not shitting you.
What? What is happening? Jordan?
I don't know, but like, I love this turn that we're going. Like,
I'm not shitting you. This is a fucking
comic book. We're going down this road. Hold on. I'm looking this up right now.
I fucking love rabbit holes, and this one's my favorite.
You guys keep talking. So Star Wars.
Rabbit hole?
Indiana Jones comic book crossover.
I was only going to taste it.
Who needs to stop takes in rabbit's hole?
I'm trying to find this. Keep talking.
Anyways, Life Day.
I can't comment on it. I just know it exists.
I think it should be implemented.
Like, if you have half the park as one land, take advantage of that.
No. Fucking pretend it didn't happen. Just like X-Men pretended the first three movies didn't happen.
Okay, so you know how in Disneyland at Christmas time they put one menorah up on Main Street?
Yeah.
One menorah. Okay.
They put Guantanamera up on Main Street. It's a good song. Anyway. Just, like, even if they just had to, like, slide in a reference like that, I would not be okay with that. I want a full-blown overlay.
Oh, did you know the Romans are the whole reason we celebrate Sunday is the Sabbath day?
The Roman Catholic Church?
Yeah, the Romans.
Yeah.
They're still Roman. Well, no, the Romans. God damn it. Because
they seem Roman.
No. Sunday was the freaking worship day for the God of the Sun.
No, they celebrated, before it was Christianized, it was Saturnalia.
Yeah, Josh, go up against the history major.
No, but Sunday became the Sabbath because of Roman pagan traditions.
What?
Yeah, because
Saturday
is the fucking Christian Sabbath.
Well, no, it's like you're going to win more converts if you make your religion look like the previous religion. Like,
right.
Like, hey, you know all those things you do, we do them too, so just say you're one of us.
You know, like when they had to turn all the fucking Viking holidays into Christian holidays to convert the Vikings, because the Vikings are like, no, fuck you, I'm going to keep killing you. Oh,
there were still a lot of Vikings that didn't.
Now you celebrate Easter? I guess I'll be a Christian.
Wait, you guys?
It was Easter. It was Easter that did it.
You guys celebrate the winter solstice?
You know that there was, for the longest time, there were two Easter dates. There was the Orthodox, the Christian Easter, the Roman Catholic Easter, and they had like one of the kings was married to I don't remember her name, but she was a Greek Orthodox Christian, and he was Roman Catholic, and they would always get into arguments as to which day they celebrated Easter, and then they had to have like a whole, it was called the Synod of Whitby. It was like a whole thing. Anyway, this is a Disney podcast. What am I talking about?
So my question on that is, so them coming to an agreement was, oh, so it's going to be the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the first day of spring. This is the conclusion they came to?
Listen, I don't know the specifics on what happened after. I just know that there was a meeting.
Because that's how Easter falls, is those, under those parameters.
Yeah. And then the day
of Mardi Gras. I just know Jake's birthday is near Thanksgiving.
And more people should celebrate that.
Josh, I'm not finding anything about this Star Wars guy.
Okay, fine. I will look too. You guys talk amongst yourself.
We have been. What if I just start looking? Well, if we're all just looking.
I've heard good things about the projection show on Hollywood, the Hollywood Tower Hotel.
It does Christmas look amazing.
I heard it looked, yeah. I just feel like that's so out of place, though.
Exactly.
It looks good, but man.
Like, yeah, okay, so I watched parts of it, and exactly that. I'm like, that looks amazing. I love projection mapping. But then, like, a little buzzer goes off in my brain that's like, that's the Tower of Terror. This is all wrong.
Goddamn, Jordan, how long did you search for that?
Dude, like, I've been what did you type in?
I just sent you guys a link.
All right.
I typed in Star Wars Indiana Jones crossover comic and came right up.
So many dicks.
Wow, that's a that's a lot simpler than the search terms I was using.
It was the Dark Horse Comics, May 14th, 2004.
I wonder if I can find this.
Solo is attacked and killed by a group of Native Americans, and 126 years later, his skeleton is discovered by the archaeologist Indiana Jones, who is searching the area for the fabled Sasquatch, who is in fact Chewbacca. Whoa!
Oh man, I'm going on Amazon after this to see if I can find it.
Hey, if they have two copies,
give me one.
Yeah.
Or just tell me, I will buy one.
Right?
That is amazing. When do we get back on Solo movie? Oh wait, they already killed Han Solo from heartburn.
What about, like, if you had to do a Christmas overlay for Animal Kingdom? What would you guys do for?
Don't make a Kwanzaa joke.
I was just going to say Kwanzaa, but then I realized I don't know what the hell Kwanzaa is, honestly.
It's the Festival of Lights.
That's Diwali.
Diwali's a little robot in space.
God damn it. Those improv classes are paying off.
See, yeah, I was going to say Kwanzaa, but I really don't know what it is. That's like...
Well, let's learn something.
Isn't that like voodoo?
No!
No!
What? Voodoo is a freaking African religion.
Yeah. I don't know if this is getting racist or if I'm being sensitive. Jordan, help me.
I'm not being racist.
I don't think it's racist.
No, I just want to call Josh racist.
But then again, I'm a straight white male, so.
So your opinion on what's racist or not is invalid already. Right. To me, I'm a straight white male.
Well, yeah, I think it's voodoo is the religion and hoodoo is the practice of voodoo.
Right. So what's the
it's a belief Santeria. System.
What's Santeria? Santeria is in that realm too, isn't it?
It's a Sublime that song.
That I don't know.
I believe Santeria is a African religion as well, but it's a Christian African religion.
I thought it was a drink.
No, that's a sangria.
Oh.
I don't know what you could really do in Animal Kingdom, though. Animals don't fucking celebrate holidays, do they?
The reindeer do.
Are there reindeer in Animal Kingdom, Jake?
Oh, I got it! I know what you can do!
What?
I bet Chester and Hester could put up a hell of a display.
They just put fucking Santa hats on the dinosaurs!
Yeah, that's a hell of a display.
That's all they would do because it's a fucking... It's a goddamn New Mexico roadside attraction. That's all they would do.
It's something, and it's not a bad idea. I think it's a very fantastic idea.
Yeah, you got a valid point there.
All right, let's see what else. You can put a pretty Santa hat on the...
It's pretty humid for being in New Mexico, though.
You can hang ornaments on the tree.
What tree?
What tree in Animal Kingdom? What tree? Jordan, tell me.
Oh, I was thinking a freaking dinorama still.
Divine.
First of all, that was a really funny joke. Second of all, I like to imagine that that was just Jordan's comment on Josh's joke. Oh, yeah, it's divine.
The only thing they would do in Dino Land really is just replace the Jeep in the playground with the sleigh.
Yeah. I think all the dinosaurs should have Santa hats.
I like Jordan's idea.
They should have Santa hats and a Yeti.
No. That is the Bumble from Rudolph. But he doesn't move, he bounces.
Bumbles bounce.
Yeah. It's just a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer overlay for Everest.
Yukon Cornelius is your tour guide through the...
What happens is when you pull up to the part where the track is bent and broken, it's Yukon Cornelius, and he's like, oh, no!
Instead of the vulture, whatever the fuck it is.
Bird on a stick, Josh.
And then, like, as you guys are, as you're driving or going backwards, he says something about keep an eye out for silver and gold or something. Something like that. Oh, man. And instead, like, when you're going up that first, when you're going up the first incline, instead of, like, the big, nice, I guess, mosaic of the Yeti, it's a big, nice mosaic of the Burl Ives voiced snowman. but he's telling you, he's like, I'm gonna tell you a story.
And the entire time you're in the mountain, just projection mapping of misfit toys. Just because I couldn't find anywhere else to put them.
But when you're
it's like little tiny Glenn Danzigs.
When you're in the dark, though, and this will only be work really well if you're in the front car. There's a giant red glowing nose on the front of the first car. So when you're in the dark, the nose will light the way.
That only works on foggy nights, Jordan.
Dude, the other day from pictures on the interwebs, it was pretty foggy at Animal Kingdom.
I love that we just overlaid Everest. Hey, give it time. Eventually Disney's going to own Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer too.
Somebody get Joe Rogan.
How could we overlay Test Track?
Yeah, Joe?
Jake, get off the fucking phone. You're on a podcast.
No, it's Jake again. I'm getting Joe Rody.
Hey, get off the phone. We're recording.
Joe, I got to go.
I told you never to call me at this number. How would we overlay Test Track? All right. Oh, you have to build a sleigh. Like in the little room before.
Fucking Chevy powered sleighs, they'd go nowhere.
I drive a Chevy.
Okay, they'd go nowhere fast.
I'm afraid to leave the city limits.
Oh, man. What if they actually took the ride vehicles out and put sleighs in the entire...
Awesome. That'd be fucking awesome.
The entire ride is like how well your sleigh stacks up against like the many different like weather conditions of Santa's flight pattern.
Is it still all Tron?
But by the time kids get to the end of it, they're like, there's no Santa.
They just come out of wonders of life.
And they just walk out like, hey, this is all a waste of time, it's fake.
Wait, we can do this with Mission Space. just fucking launch from the North Pole on Mission Space in a sleigh and several rockets.
And just slingshot around the Earth a few times. Land right in the Grand Canyon. Don't move a muscle.
Look, land in a fucking crevasse because you fucking missed the. Santa had one too many fucking eggnog.
One too many eggnog.
Yeah, eggnog has whiskey in it, or brandy, or rum.
I was more concerned about your pluralization of eggnog.
What's plural for eggnog?
Eggnogs and.
No, it's egg niece. Neeson. Egg Neeson. Liam Neeson.
Oh, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, man.
Took it.
I need to get a job.
And that's our show. I seem to have lost track of time when the three left are the ones who don't care about when the show ends. Someone needs to put a stop to this. So anyway, final thoughts.
Yes.
Can't believe the Romans did that. That's all I got.
Romans did a lot of stuff, man.
Wandering around, roaming all over the place.
Boo.
That all happened.
Between the Romans and the Russians, there's just a lot of people moving. That was horrible. I'm cutting that out.
No, you're not. You're too lazy.
Giuseppe, mark that. Right.
Giuseppe, where's he been?
He stands in the corner. He pretends to be useful.
He's been in Oregon hunting for Chewbacca.
Does he still have the bandolier? Just said not Chewbacca.
I don't know.
Anyway, so that was our Disney Christmas episode. Stay tuned next week for our real Christmas episode, and it's sure to be fun. Really selling this.
Yeah, you sounded very convincing.
Oh yeah, that Christmas episode. Like, why would we do this twice?
Yeah, this is why I didn't have any ideas for this week. Because I'm very excited for next week. So anyway, tune in for that, where we will talk more nonsense and open presents and stuff. It's going to be awesome. Hey, you've been listening to the Mickey Mutineers. Again, I don't. Dang it, Jordan. I don't know why.
Why?
I just do this for my own entertainment.
Well, once again, you've been listening to Mickey Mutineers, and we're not happy till you're not happy. Hey, I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Jordan. That's Shayna. As always.
Oh. Well, fuck you. Who the fuck has Christmas on a Monday?
Jimmy Buffett.